Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. If you're learning how to speak English, you're in the right place with Adept English. If you're wondering how to learn English speaking at home, we're here to help with that. Well, a while ago, I did a podcast on what we call phrasal verbs. That's P-H-R-A-S-A-L. And it means verbs which use a phrase, a part of a phrase. They're verbs which form a phrase, often with a preposition. An example would be to get away, which can mean that you escape from someone or from some place, or it can mean to go on holiday. These phrasal verbs are very common in spoken English. We use them all the time. Usually there's a more formal word with the same meaning, and we use that if we're speaking formally or writing it down. But in conversation and spoken English, especially informally, we use phrasal verbs a lot. So phrasal verbs often are made up of a really common verb and a preposition. So in the podcast a little while ago, I covered phrasal verbs using the verb to get. And I covered the following: to get along, to get at, to get away, to get by, to get into, and to get in. Now, test yourself. Do you know the meaning of each of those verbs, those phrasal verbs? If not, or if you're interested anyway in our previous podcast, it's episode number 282. So you can listen to that one if you'd like to understand better the phrasal verbs I've just listed. So how about we cover a couple more phrasal verb uses of the verb to get? They're just so common. We use them all the time. So today I'm just going to talk about two because they have quite a few meanings, few different meanings. So today I'm going to talk about the phrasal verbs to get off and to get on. So to get off is a frequently used phrasal verb, and it's got several meanings, but it will be clear mostly from the context which one is meant. So first of all, if you're on the bus or the train, you would get off at a particular place, a particular station or bus stop. So he got off the bus at his stop. We got off the train at Waterloo. The formal verb, which means the same, might be to alight, A-L-I-G-H-T, but no one would ever use that in conversation. You do see signs as you arrive into Waterloo Station in London saying, "Do not alight here," meaning don't get off the train there. But anyone speaking would say get off. Another more formal word might be to disembark. But to disembark is more usual if you're getting off a ship. So notice you will get off the bus or the tram. You'll get off a coach or a train. You'll even get off a bike, but you'll get out of a car. But to get off means other things too. If someone is talking about their sleep, what time they went to sleep last night, that's S-L-E-E-P. Especially if it was difficult, they might say, "Oh, I got off to sleep around midnight." Or perhaps, "I just couldn't get off. Noises in the street kept waking me up." So to get off can be short for to get off to sleep. Another meaning, to get off on something. Two prepositions, that's confusing, isn't it? If someone gets off on something, it means that the person is getting some pleasure, some excitement perhaps, in a rather secretive, perhaps deceitful way. The meaning here is often that they're getting off on something. They're getting pleasure out of something that shouldn't really be giving them pleasure. So you might talk about your boss in work enjoying control over his staff, the people who work for him. The boss might be more controlling than he needs to be, and people might then say of him, oh, he gets off on it, meaning he takes pleasure in his control. It's unnecessary, but he enjoys it. The meaning can also be sexual. Getting off on something can mean that the person is taking sexual pleasure, again with the implication that it's not quite what you'd expect or not something they should be doing. Another time when you might hear to get off, if you've got two children playing together and it's getting a bit rough, a bit heated, sometimes as happens when children are tired or too excited or it's the end of the day. So what was fun a few moments ago suddenly isn't fun anymore. So one of the children might shout, get off me. This means stop doing what you're doing. Stop touching me. Take your hands off me. Leave me alone. Similarly, if you were attacked in the street by someone, you might shout, get off, or get off me. It means take your hands off me. I don't want this. You might hear someone say, get off the grass, if you're standing on their lawn, or tell your dog to get off. That again means stop your dog touching me, coming near me. And yet another meaning of to get off, again, which should be obvious from the context. To get off can be used when someone goes to court. Perhaps they're accused of stealing, or they've done something else which is against the law, illegal. The court, C-O-U-R-T, meets and hears the case, decides the outcome, which is called a verdict, V-E-R-D-I-C-T. It's a legal process. Is the person guilty? G-U-I-L-T-Y, meaning they did the wrong thing, or not guilty, meaning there's not enough evidence or that they didn't do it. So the verb to acquit, A-C-Q-U-I-T, means that the person accused is found not guilty. They're not going to be punished for it. But if we're talking informally about that, instead of being acquitted, we might say they got off. They were found not guilty. They got off means they avoided being punished. And if we say that someone got off, it implies that we think they are guilty and that they should have been punished. We also might talk about someone getting off lightly. That means we think that the punishment they got wasn't enough. If a child set fire to their school and they were punished by having to do extra homework, that would be getting off too lightly. It's not a big enough punishment for the bad thing they did. Just pausing there a minute to talk about one of our courses. If you like our Adept English podcasts, then why not buy an English language course from us? Visit our website and have a look at our Course 1, Activate Your Listening. This course provides lots of English listening material and will give you lots of vocabulary for common topics and teach you how to speak English well. It also includes conversation between two people so that you can practice listening to other English speakers as well as me. Course 1, Activate Your Listening, is a listen and learn course, just like the podcasts. How to learn English quickly or more quickly? Through listening. That's the best way. Back to the phrasal verb to get off. To get off can also mean that you are allowed to take holiday or to leave early. You might be asked, do you get Christmas off or do you have to work? Do you get Christmas off means will your employer allow you to take holiday over Christmas? If someone says, oh, I got off early this afternoon, it means that they were told they could leave their work early. They didn't have to work their full hours. They were allowed to leave early. A child might come home and say, oh, there was a flood at school and water everywhere, so we got off early. We were allowed to come home. And similar to this, you might say, to get off of a journey. If you've got a long drive ahead of you, you might say, I'm going to bed at 10 o'clock. I want to get off early in the morning. I've got to get to Birmingham by midday. Or someone might say, oh, they packed the car and they got off around 11 o'clock. And the second meaning that we'll cover today is to get on. So again, this one has at least three meanings, all evident from context. Just as to get off can mean to get off the bus or train, quite logically, to get on is what we use when we're getting into the bus, we're starting our journey. So it can be used in the same way. So someone may be giving us directions and they say, you need to take the tube from Piccadilly. So get on at Piccadilly and get off at Green Park. So to get on and to get off, very common with public transport. You'll hear that all the time. What about to get on with someone? That really means the same as the earlier phrasal verb of to get along with someone. If you get on with someone, it means that you like each other. You might think in the same way. You're nice to each other. And you have good conversation. It's someone who might become a friend. So to get on with someone and to get along with someone, they mean pretty much the same thing. You like each other, you have a good relationship. I get on well with my sister, but I don't get on with my brother. I get on with my mum, but I don't get on with my dad. But if you said, I want to get on with cleaning this morning, here, to get on with means that you want to make progress with a task. I want to get on with my history homework, or I want to get on with my adept English learning. So to get on with something usually means a task. I want to make progress. And it has a more general use too. If you said, I want to get on in life, that means that you have some ambition, some aspiration. You want to be successful. She's getting on well at school, or he's getting on well in his job. He'll be promoted soon. That's getting on. So someone who wants to get on in life will work hard and move forward and make a good life for themselves and their families. So, okay, that covers to get off and its many meanings and to get on. Don't forget to listen to this podcast a number of times so that you're more likely to remember the different meanings of to get off and to get on. We're here for you if you're learning how to speak English. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.